It's Tuesday, the 25th day of January, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone is Becca Bacon-Martin, editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
And to tell you the truth, it's a rarity in Northwest Arkansas, Kyle. It's kind of a slow week during the week this week, but lots of things coming up this weekend. And one of them is Joshua Bell, who's performing at the Walton Arts Center at 8 o'clock Friday. He is considered one of the rising stars of violin. Has been named a living legend by his native state. He's won a Grammy Award, a Mercury Music Prize, a German Echo Classic Award, performed on the Oscar-winning soundtrack of the movie The Red Violin, and he was named to People Magazine's list of the 50 most beautiful people in 2000. He's 43 years old.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
There's your resume for you.
Yeah. It should be a really interesting concert. He is touted all over the country. And tickets start at $48, 8 o'clock Friday at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville.
And, you know, we mentioned all those things. That he's been on an Oscar-winning soundtrack, that he's been designated a living legend before, you know, age 40, and on all those things. But he does not bring off an air of pomposity at all. He is the person, you may remember, there was a 60 Minutes feature about this, who went sort of incognito into the subways of New York to play his violin just to see if he could attract attention that way. So,
and the journalist who reported on him won a Pulitzer for it, didn't he?
I think you're right, yeah.
So,
all right. Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.